Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio, and we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cam Black, Draven Fine. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things. I assume Hayden will come bouncing in here sooner or later.
It's whenever he pleases, huh?
Show starts at 12, he used to try to tell me. Show starts at 12. I'm sure there's a big train or something.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to hear the excuse.
Yeah, there'll be some excuse. How are we today? Thumbs up from Hayden. Love to see it. Cam, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling very adulty right now.
Okay. Adulty?
Yeah. Ooh. I didn't really have any, like, I just rented a house. I don't really have any furniture, and I just bought a bunch of furniture last night. So
hey.
I was like, I feel really official and stuff. And
bought a bunch of furniture, huh?
Yeah, a little bit to get me started, you know.
Okay.
I'm trying to make a house feel like a home, you know.
Oh, turn it into a home.
How was furniture shopping?
It wasn't pretty bad. Fun? I was just using Amazon.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you just go like, online and do it?
Found some sweet deals, though.
So it's going to be stuff you have to put together?
Yeah, but I like putting together stuff, actually.
Okay.
Nice little time waster there, too.
I
like
building stuff together. It's like my least favorite thing is building stuff up. Ugh.
It makes me feel like, you know, it's my own.
You feel
you know?
Accomplished.
I like
yeah.
working with my hands.
Yeah.
It's good, but I'm doing good. They weren't lying about April showers, because it is April showering outside, but
you know what April showers bring?
Christopher Columbus.
You don't know what April showers bring? You don't know how that saying goes? Is that not a popular saying?
It is.
April showers bring.
Come on, you got this. You can
Are
do
you
this.
Are you kidding me?
I'm drawing a blank.
Mayflowers.
Oh, I guess I have heard that. That's like a
April showers bring May flowers. You've never heard that before?
Yeah, like elementary school, maybe.
Well, that's
I mean, it's been
well,
like
why?
Over a decade well, since somebody said that
okay,
to me.
Okay, well, Hickory Dickory Dock. What happens after Hickory Dickory Dock?
I don't know.
You don't know
what the, in the world?
You don't know Hickory Dickory
no,
Dock?
No,
the
I don't.
Blank ran up the blank?
I don't know that one.
The mouse ran up the clock.
You've never heard Hickory Dickory Dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck 12. The mouse fell down or something like that. Is that
yeah.
how it goes?
Hickory dickory
no,
dock.
That's no, no. Does not ring a bell on that one.
Welcome to the show, Hayden Wallen. We love to see
Woo-hoo!
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Working on his own schedule. Good job by you, Hayden. Have you heard Hickory Dickory Dock? Could you finish that saying?
Yes. I could have finished both.
Okay, good.
Wow.
And Mayflowers bring? April showers bring Mayflowers, and Mayflowers bring?
I don't know that one.
Pilgrims!
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
No? No good on that one?
No.
Okay. Cam?
I get it.
Cam
I
got
get it.
It. Cam,
okay.
Cam knew where we were going.
Do you guys not get that reference?
Or
I just,
get
okay,
the
okay.
Mayflower
I'm making sure
reference.
You at least got the
I don't
reference.
Know, I don't know if they do.
I get it.
I didn't
get
have
it.
To explain it, because, yeah. you know, yeah. then they would have claimed they got it.
Yeah.
But they did score three trivia points this week, so who knows.
That's fair.
Five, John. We scored five.
Oh, yeah. We did get the last two.
We scored
five. We did get the last two.
So no hickory dickory dock, huh?
No. Not much of a hickory dickory dock kind of guy, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
After the mouse ran up the clock, it says the clock struck one.
Oh, struck
the mouse
one.
Ran down.
I thought it was 12, but either way.
Hickory dickory dock.
I think it like goes through the whole clock, doesn't it?
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
What is this? Just like itsy like bitsy spider? Is that what this is?
Yeah, 99 bottles of beer on the wall. You just count it down. You go one all the way to 12.
Let's see.
Six. Either way, it's not that important.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it goes all the way around.
You know, every hour, you know, when the clock dings, that's why the mouse is going back down. So.
It goes to 12.
Are you supposed to just sing it like at the 1 o'clock in the day and then 2 o'clock in the day, 3 o'clock in the day? Either way. Welcome to the show, Hayden. How are you, Draven?
Doing pretty good. Rain's always a bummer, but, you know, getting through it.
Grass needs it.
It does.
Grass needs it. Knock the pollen down a little bit.
That's what they always say, huh?
Knock the pollen down a little bit.
I need to knock the pollen down a bit. Please.
Help with the allergies. A little relief, Draven. A little relief. All right, we're in here. It's Thursday, although I did think it was Wednesday this morning.
Oof. Feels like a Wednesday, doesn't it?
Did to me. Felt like a Wednesday to me. Woke up this morning, went to my Wednesday lunch spot. And they're like, hey, it's Thursday. I'm like, oh, damn, it is Thursday. But they hooked me up anyways.
Mm.
Love to see it. What's the story of the day, Draven? Masters teeing off?
Masters, let's go.
Out there at Augusta, Hideki Matsuyama leading the way right now. 3 under, Siwoo Kim, 2 under.
Okay.
Those are the two guys at the top of the leaderboard. Some of the big guys out, at least John Rahm out 1 under through 4. He's out on the course.
Oh, I thought you meant that he was out of the tournament.
Sorry. That's why I was finishing out on the course. Schauffele, Rory, those guys teeing off too. They're on four, you know, through 4. Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka. So some of the big heavy hitters already out, teed off. We'll keep you updated throughout the day of Masters coverage.
Is ESPN still streaming the opening rounds or no?
ESPN Plus, I think.
Yeah. Well, I know they did it last fall.
Yeah, ESPN and Masters, they have a nice relationship. I don't know if you saw that it's going to be a part of. And then EA Sports is going to have Augusta on their new EA Sports golf game.
Cool.
Hey.
A big bleep you to 2K. The PGA 2K. Big bleep you. We could play Augusta here.
Nice.
Buy this game instead. So we got the Masters going on. That's the big day, the big story of the day. I meant to do a preview yesterday. We forgot all about it. I was all over the place. I was sitting there last night. I was like, oh, wait. As soon as I left the show, actually, I was like, oh, wait, the Masters.
Yeah, it kind of snuck up on me, too.
It's going to be teed off by the time we get started on the show today. And sure enough, it is. So that's on me. My bad.
I can't believe it's not like storming there. It's better weather it is here.
I was surprised about that too, Hayden, because it's been storming all morning. I mean, on the roads, pouring rain about 9:30 this morning, just absolutely pouring. So yeah, I was expecting the Masters to be some type, you know, in some type of weather delay. They were not. They're still blowing through. How is the weather? I haven't watched any of it yet. Is it pretty out there?
I haven't watched any of it. I know all week that it hasn't rained.
It looks fine, honestly, just based on the clips.
Okay.
I was watching SportsCenter last night. They were interviewing Fred Couples, and he said that if it didn't rain this week, if it kept the way it is, like a 70 will be a good score for a player this week.
A 70 would be?
Yeah, so it's going to be – it just – the ball's – it's going to be tough. Like the
Masters
greens
should be
gonna
tough
run fast,
anyway.
Stuff like that.
I like when the majors have low scores anyways, or I guess high scores. Low scores would be like far under par. I don't like that. But yeah, give me like just a, you know, 12 under – guys grind out, you know, 3 or 4 a day, maybe something like that. I don't like it when guys can go out there and shoot 62s and 63s. Give me a tougher scoring. Now, I don't really like the U.S. Open when it's crazy hard.
You mean the Open?
Yeah, sorry, the Open.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be higher scoring just because, you know, they aren't that far off from being on this course? Like, it was only how many months?
Yeah, sure.
A lot of them should be kind of used to it, right?
Fair point was it was November, October.
It was
November, right?
November,
yeah.
First weekend.
I would say the quality of the course will be
Oh, yeah.
It'll be completely different in November and April, though. It's a completely different dynamic.
Sure. Sure. Any picks? Did you guys take any bets over on FanDuel?
I did, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing? Golf.
Okay, well, who do you have, Cam? Let's root for Cam's golfers.
I took Patrick Reed. I think I threw a little on Dustin Johnson, too, just in case.
Was he the betting favorite, Dustin Johnson?
Yeah, him and Chambeau were basically going back and forth.
DeChambeau.
We're going back and forth as the favorites.
What were the odds on that?
I think I got Dustin Johnson like plus 950.
Okay, that's a little surprising. I thought those guys as the favorites would have been maybe a little more like plus 650, plus 700.
I think it's hard to win back-to-back.
No, I mean, it is.
Are you trying to get me to cash out on my Patrick Reed bet? You know, I also took Victor Hovland. I don't even know who that is. But
I like him.
Victor's my guy. I like Victor. Victor's in my top three or four in terms of favorite golfers. So I like him and DeChambeau and Morikawa. Those are my top three. Hovland started off with a triple bogey this morning on hole one. However, he birdied three of the next, I think, five holes, so he's back to even.
That's right.
He just had little jitters, little nerves.
That's right.
Hovland didn't get to play in the Masters the first time, right? Did he get to play in the first go-around?
Last fall? I don't think he did.
Because there was something about the qualification. He hadn't moved up to the player ranking. He hadn't moved up high enough, I don't think. At least that was one of the tournaments. I thought it was that one.
I don't think Ricky Fowler's playing in this one either.
Well, Ricky Fowler sucks.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He had to win last weekend to make the Masters, and I don't think he did.
He didn't. I don't think he's top 50. Don't you have to be like top 50 in the world?
Yeah.
I don't think he's top 50 in the world anymore. He sucks. He stinks.
Oh, Ricky.
I don't get it. Like, as a new golf fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pandemic really got me into golf, focused on golf. I didn't understand the infatuation with Ricky Fowler, and I've noticed it over the last, like, 3 or 4 years.
Well,
maybe 4 or 5
when
years.
I was in, middle school, I used to golf a lot.
It's the damn flat bills. It's the damn
flat bills. So when I was in middle school, I was like, the guy wearing the colorful stuff? That's cool.
Bright orange on Sunday.
It was good branding, but he had to grow up. That was my thing with Ricky. Like, you can't be that guy at all times. You gotta.
Yeah.
I mean, Ricky Fowler, he's gotta be what? He's gotta be like 30 at this point, right? I mean, like my age.
And like I said, that's when I was in like middle school. So to me, that was cool at the time.
Yeah, he was 30. Yeah, but he was young at the time when you were in middle school. He's like 23, 24. He's 32 now. Got to grow up, Ricky.
Yeah.
You gotta change something now, buddy, because you're not any good.
Yeah, you gotta do something else.
You're not any good.
DeChambeau's still the live favorite. With John Rahm and Justin Thomas.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, I mean, those are the three best golfers in the world right now, right? I guess with DJ. I mean, but Dustin Johnson, I believe, is one over right now. I don't think he's got off to a good start.
His odds have dropped.
So, yeah, I mean, those are the four best golfers in the world. So, no surprise that they would be still the favorites as they, you know. I mean, Bryson hasn't even teed off yet, has he?
I don't think so.
Neither has Thomas. So that makes sense.
That's Morikawa doing.
Yeah, he tees off at 2. He's playing with Spieth and Cameron Smith.
Plus 2,900.
They put the young guns together.
Baby Tiger. That's who he is.
Yeah, I'm hoping he plays better this time.
You can't win them all, you know?
No, you can't. You cannot win them all. That is true. That would be unprecedented, winning them all. That would be some type of a historic thing there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go to break. We're off and running. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Some normalcy. Some normalcy. Where do we rank this at right now? Because we didn't get a Masters in April last year. The Rona derailed us.
We did not.
So far this week, we've gotten what? A baseball season that started on time. We got 100% capacity, at least for the opener, for the Texas Rangers.
And UT's hosting its first home track meet in like 2 years because we didn't have one last year.
And it's today, right?
Yeah, it started today.
And they're doing it in the rain.
How
do you do track and a field in the rain, Cameron? That seems dangerous.
We're better than most sports. They just go out there and do it. It's just rain. It's just water.
But when you're running, is that not slick
on
that
track? No, you got spikes. That's what the spikes are for.
So you run on spikes. I guess that makes sense. So.
But it still makes like a difference, though. It still factors
the times
in.
Are going to be slower usually.
What about the
Pole vault could be a little questionable. They're not doing pole vault today, though.
It seems dangerous to stick the pole on the slick turf and try to go up in the air. That seems a little scary.
It's already dangerous.
Well, I know, but now we're ramping it up a notch.
There isn't pole vault today. I'm pretty sure on that. I think they just started the heptathlon, the decathlon. So mostly they're just doing those running events today. So nothing too bad. They're just getting started. The real action's tomorrow and Saturday. So they're just easing into it, but pumped to have them back on campus, getting a meeting. Two top 20 programs on men's and women's, top 17 actually on both sides. Nice. So some good action going to be out there.
Seems dangerous, but now we got the Masters back over on FanDuel Sportsbook. The Masters will be updating the live odds currently. We'll keep you up to date on who the betting favorites are because they're FanDuel offers live betting on all their sports, so you get the updated odds right now. You said that the favorite is still the guys who haven't teed off yet, Bryson, Rahm. Well, Rahm's teed off.
Yeah, it's DeChambeau, Rahm, and Thomas are all the favorites, followed by Spieth, Johnson, and that Matsuyama guy that's leading the way right now.
Okay, the world's best golfers tee off in Augusta April 8th through April 11th. Watch them on ESPN. You can get your action on America's number one sports book. FanDuel Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only for the odd specials that they'll offer. At least on the you can still get 20-1, I think, on Spieth. You can get 20-1 on Spieth right now. Which he's not.
Ooh, you cannot get 20-1 on Spieth right now.
New users can, I think.
Oh, New Users. Oh, sweet. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think he's going to win.
A lot of people liking him though.
Okay. We'll see. I'm going to plant my flag in. Spieth ain't winning. You take your chances on him. I'll plant my flag on not top five, not top 10 either.
Really?
Yeah, I'll plant my flag there.
You don't believe in momentum? Some confidence building?
I mean, it's fine. Yeah, good for him. And if he's found his stroke, good for him. I am a hater, so I don't. I guess I could.
That's about to say a little bit of a hater.
I guess I can't say I don't want to sound like a hater because I am a hater. Wonder what his odds are to miss the cut. I don't know if you can do those like after the rounds already started because when you have an idea of like when you start having an idea of like what the projected cut will be, you might still be able to on the guys, but I think usually they take those type of things off the board whenever.
Yeah, I do not see it on here.
Yeah. Usually that's tougher. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For a problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Back to normalcy.
Yeah.
April's going to be a big month for that, I think.
Yeah.
On the sports calendar. I mean, the Texas 100% capacity, it was kind of a one-time only thing as they began to scale back, which I don't really understand. I guess because you're not going to sell out baseball games anyways. Mm-hmm. Like if you're Texas, you could do opening night. Hey, we're doing a big event. But you're not going to be able to sell out like game 4 or game 5. It just typically doesn't happen.
You don't think people would be just more inclined to get out to these games just because, like you said, back to normalcy, people getting out in the stands again.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to sell out like a 7 o'clock game on a Tuesday night. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah,
like a man, it doesn't happen in New York with
especially
the Yankees.
The midday games.
Well, yeah, I mean the day games, but I was just looking at the night games. You're not going to be able to do that either. Now you might be able to do above like their capacity limitations, but it's all right. Creates some demand. It keeps people like wanting to buy tickets and wanting to go. Does it look like Texas has had any bad results from their state being reopened?
I haven't seen any like big news or anything about it. So
I saw positive news from it. So Texas is open and good to go. It looks like Georgia.
Checks out.
Georgia's next, right? Isn't Georgia like getting ready to open all the way back up after this weekend?
I think so.
Or like soon?
Yeah. Hmm. That checks out. They've been on track for that for a while.
Yeah. So we're about to get kind of back to normal. Florida, we have the big UFC event coming up at the end of the month with Masvidal and Usman. Which, by the way, if you're Usman, McGregor called him out. Like, you just going to steal all my lines, bro? Because Usman was talking about, when he gets to fight him, it's a green panty night. And I was like, wait a second, that sounds familiar. Although McGregor called it the red panty night when he signed a fight with him. That was whenever McGregor was on top of his game talking, that's what he'd always say. When you fight me, it's the red pit. You tell your honey, break out the red panties, because we're rich, baby. We're rich. So that's what happens when you get to fight him on a pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. because you finally made it. So Usman just going to steal his lines. And McGregor's like, wait a second.
Green because money.
Take my playbook word for word.
He said green.
Oh,
said
I know, red. But it was
the same concept. He's talking about the money. Why?
It's still the same playbook. Break out the red panties, honey. We're rich. Usman doesn't feel that same draw, but either way, okay. So we'll get that the end of the month.
Is NBA going to try to NBA playoffs? Are they going to try to do any of this? I mean, you're talking about Georgia and NBA. Texas. There's a few NBA teams I feel like could do full capacity for at least the playoffs, opening series of the playoffs, game one or game two, maybe.
The NBA is more liberal.
They are
with their approach. They are more cautious with their approach. Would imagine because I mean, like, what so far we have. You know, I'm kind of surprised baseball allowed it, but baseball's like, hey, just do what your state said.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the NBA has kind of still allowed, like, hey, do what the state says. Some cities were open, prior to others. Like, Boston just now let fans back in, like, a week or two ago.
Yep.
Are there fans in Staples Center? Like, is California allowing any fans for, like, the Lakers and Clippers games? I don't even know if they are or not.
Aren't they, like, supposed to be starting?
Yeah, but so I won't say I haven't seen any in there yet.
Okay.
Either they haven't yet, but they're planning on it, or they already have.
Sure.
I was going to say, like, the middle of April. One of their first games.
So, like, I mean, it was an advantage for Texas in one game. Do they win that game, or do we know? Did they win their home opener?
The baseball team?
Yeah, the Rangers. Whenever they had full capacity, like, was the other team just shook? Because, like, hey, we haven't played in front of a crowd in forever. Did they get riled and lose? Because I was going to say, like, it would be a big advantage in the playoffs if you had one team like Utah who has home court. Like, hey, nope, 100%. And then when you go to L.A. to play the Lakers, it's like, nope, 20%. But who knows? The playoffs are still, like, what, 2 months away? So maybe by June you would reintroduce fans, although I think it's more likely the NBA would just hold off at like 50% at most.
They lost that
game. Yeah.
Did they?
They lost 6-2 to the Blue Jays, but they win the series. They won on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well, that's fine. They didn't have a home. They didn't have a full capacity.
So the one game they lost was the full capacity, the fans going crazy.
Sit home, all their fans disappointed.
Yeah.
Unlucky. Unlucky.
That was a lot of people that have out there on Monday night, though.
Well, it was, but again, they had just built a new stadium. That was the first time Texas fans had gotten to be in their new stadium watching the Rangers. They might have got to watch like the World Series and was it only the World Series in Texas? But they did the other playoff series too. But was it in Houston's park or was it all in Texas's park?
No, like there was like one side. I think it was the AL played in the new Rangers stadium.
Okay,
but the NL played in.
They played like in LA.
LA, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But didn't for the World Series, weren't they in Texas as well? Was that in the Rangers?
They were
park?
In the Rangers Stadium.
Okay.
for World
both
series, but and the ALCS and maybe the ALDS.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Gonna feel good to get back to normal. Tennessee says, "Hey, come to watch us play open practice. Can you get those details for me, Hayden? Has the university put out any guidelines and requirements? I assume it's gonna be like, hey, wear a mask." But I'm curious to see if, like, hey, they're capping off in a number. Get that for me. We'll get it in the break. We'll talk about the Texas Rangers. Talking about baseball. Baseball is back in full swing. Mm-hmm. The Big Red Machine rolling. 5-1.
They are.
Beating people down. Love to see it. There's nothing like watching a baseball game with great weather, a cold drink, and a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. Get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. That's right, they got same game parlays for baseball too. Total bases, strikeouts, things of that nature, winner, loser, run line, over under. You can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. Just take all the Reds overs. Told you those guys are raking. Take the Braves unders. They stink. There is a reason FanDuel Sportsbook. Actually, I take that back, Hayden. They got the brooms out on you yesterday. Doubleheader sweep. Unfortunate. There's a reason that FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use. They've got great odds on all the different betting markets. I just told you about golf specials, baseball specials. And when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code TALKSPORTS to get in on the action. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Let's go to break. We'll come back with some of those details about the open practice that Tennessee is going to have this weekend. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, Tennessee says, come watch us practice.
Hey, hey.
Woohoo. Only time you'll see them win.
Well, it depends which side you're rooting for, Cameron. Okay. Hayden, you got the details for us?
Yes.
So clear your throat. You all right? Did you just wake up?
No, my throat's hurting a little bit. But I'm going to power through.
No. You got the Rona?
No.
You got strep?
If I am sick, does it get out of this tethering? If I get
no,
off? Okay, then I'm not sick then.
It's just going to bring Draven down. Good luck, Draven.
Thanks.
Okay,
appreciate it.
Here we go.
I got your rope. 15 feet of it.
Did you already get it?
Yep.
Oh boy. How
okay.
Much plus 65,500 now.
You got the details?
Yeah, I got it. Okay, so it starts 10 a.m. Like we already said, all fans should enter through gate 21, and the game day clear bag policy will be in effect. Gate 21 will open at 9:15. Ongoing COVID-19 protocols will be in effect, including face coverings upon entry and movement through the stadium. Physical distancing in the lower bowl of Neyland Stadium will be enforced. Parking will be available in lot G10. And if there's inclement weather, the practice will move indoors, and it will be closed to the public. Concessions will be available.
So wait, say that again. Say that last part again.
If it rains, or I guess if it's, I don't.
If it just rains. I guess they don't want to practice in the rain.
Yeah, they probably won't practice. They don't want to risk somebody getting hurt.
Yeah, not in spring.
But yeah.
Well, there's a 70% chance of rain and lightning on Saturday, so I'm going to guess that it's going to be indoors.
Yeah.
This is this Saturday?
Yeah.
Yep.
Supposed to rain. It's so funny. Today I guess it's raining, but it was really pretty Monday through Wednesday, and then now it's just going to rain today and then rain Saturday and Sunday. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
Yep, those April showers will get you.
It's true. They are a thing. So what do we make of that? So it didn't sound like there was any like strict restrictions for COVID?
The way it reads to me is that you can take your mask off while you're sitting down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm. Ooh, big moves.
Love to see it.
I'll read it again. It says, ongoing COVID-19 protocols will be in effect, including face coverings upon entry and movement through Neyland Stadium.
Yeah.
So when you're walking around.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Like a restaurant type deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, that's not how it was this fall, so.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Well, that's promising at least. And again, the no capacity restrictions, not necessary for Saturday. You're not going to have more than 30,000 anyways.
Bad news, though.
What's the bad news?
Autographs will be prohibited.
That when you get there, you have to watch Tennessee practice?
Well, that and no autographs. You don't get to get that that fat signature from Brian Maurer, you know? Ugh, that's tough. Tough. Mm-mm.
So no autographs, huh?
No.
Do they say anything about what the autograph policy will be for the orange and white game? Are they going to probably keep that gone too, right? You don't want guys coming to get in the players' faces, right?
That's still
not the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
I wonder what they do with the autograph session moving forward. Are they going to require – I guess they can't require players to give free autographs, especially whenever they could sell them, right? I mean, that's a part of the likeness change that's coming to college athletics. Would they allow them to set up a $5 booth outside the stadium? Because I don't think they'd allow them to do that either, right? Will autograph signings be allowed in this? Like, I guess not, right? Because you can't.
Maybe like off campus, at like when like I know a lot of memorabilia stores will have like. As soon as guys like Trey Smith come out there, and
right?
Like,
as soon as guys are done with their eligibility,
yeah.
But I think with the likeness, you're not allowed to like be posing like with the Power T, are you?
I don't think you're allowed to use the university like logo and branding.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think it has to just kind of be on your own.
So yeah, I feel like they could merit. Go to like Aiden said, just go to a store or off campus or somewhere and do something. But
so Tennessee won't be able to allow a set up shop for them at the Orange White game next year. Well, if I'm a player next year, I'm like, nah, I'm good. My autograph, sir. $8, sir.
Yep.
Not free.
Some of the lesser known players will be there, give autographs, though, probably.
How much did you pay for a starting left tackle, Dane Davis?
I knew you were going to ask that. I knew you were going to ask that. How much toilet paper costs?
Well, are you getting the autograph on toilet paper? Or
toilet paper's a hot commodity. You know, it was selling out during COVID.
Are you planning on wiping with a piece of paper? That seems... Are you going to get the autograph on the toilet paper? What's your plan here?
That'd be good. You can do that.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know if I want to stick a loose leaf piece of paper. It seems like it would be sharp and hurt
paper
you.
Cuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Paper cuts, right, exactly.
Yeesh.
Yeah. So, like, you'll be allowed to go out there and sell your face, but, again, I don't think you'll be able to, like, be associated with the university while doing so. You can't, like, sell... Hey, you're going to give Dane Davis $10,000 to sit here with his jersey on, like, on your billboard. Like, you're not going to be allowed to do that. You could sell, you know.
Could just be them up there, but, yeah, with no logo.
You could sell Brian Maurer smiling, pointing at you on a billboard. Come shop here.
It's going to be hard to, like, get images of them.
Without the power,
without the power T on it,
they'll have to go up there and do their little, you know, do their photo shoot basically. But I don't know how many recognizable players we're going to have in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
The likeness thing is going to be fascinating to me, just simply because like I don't think we have any stars.
Nope.
I'm curious to see what the shakeout is for these athletes and like what they're going to be worth. Juwan Jennings, Trey Smith, those guys you had a face that would recognize. I mean, the quarterback's going to be recognizable. Jarrett Garantano, you know, but when he was here, he was recognizable. I don't know how much you would have paid for him because I don't know if you know what kind of reception you would have gotten from the fan base if he was pitching your product because the product probably would have been intercepted. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know what the price is going to be. Like, I don't know how many Tennessee players I could pick out of a lineup right now. If you just showed me faces, like, I don't know how many I could. Elijah Simmons, you could put him up there with a chain around his neck and a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Play it against sports. Let Elijah Simmons be the pitch man for that. Bring back Brandon Davis. Bud's gun shop. Was that his name, Brandon Davis?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think so.
Yeah,
that's funny.
You could do that.
Hmm.
But outside of that, like, I don't know how many players you could recognize. I mean, I don't have a clue what Brandon Davis looks like. I know Brian Maurer.
The only player I can even think of that I think could has, like, star potential is, like, Jalin Hyatt, but I couldn't tell you what he looks like.
I couldn't either.
Emmett Gooden, Janky Candle Shop.
We shouldn't laugh about that.
Bath and Body Works.
I made a joke about a guy getting shot by his teammate. You made a joke about a guy hitting a girl with a candle. That's too far.
Recognizable, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be funny if you had Brian Maurer on that billboard with that picture he has for all that money, you know?
Yeah.
His prom picture.
Money Maurer.
There we go.
Come to such and such pawn shop. Brian Maurer is a good pitch man for a pawn shop.
Oh, yeah.
Pawn shop needs to cut him a check and have that pitcher. Yeah. Need cash in a hurry?
We got quite a few players that could be bail bond sponsors.
Yeah.
Well, Jeremy Banks for the police academy. Options are endless. They got possibilities here.
When you look at that, how much will players want to become more visible? if I was a player over on UT's campus when this likeness thing came, I would be like, hey, put me in front of the camera anytime possible. I will do all the interviews you want. Give me the press conference opportunities. Let me go out there and talk to the team.
Especially if you think you have like the personality for it and stuff. Absolutely. Sure. Yeah, you gotta get, you want as much exposure as you can to just build your brand to make yourself more money.
Yeah, I would be the best tweeter, and I would be wanting in front of the camera anytime I could get.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta embrace all that stuff if you want to maximize your, you know, your cash inflow.
But no more free autographs. Sorry, Orange and White game. Sorry, open practice. I'm gonna assume right now that we're not doing this on Saturday, right?
What's the point, anyways? Like, is honestly, what's the point?
Is it gonna rain before, like, or rain after the thing? If it's so early in the morning, is that why they put it at 10?
It's scheduled at 10, so no tailgating the open. No tailgating the open practice unless you're really dedicated.
Hey, you really go for
unless
it.
You're really about it.
Gates open at 9:15, so you better get there early.
Yeah, imagine. I mean, you laugh, but this would be a good opportunity for people that, you know, don't necessarily get to enjoy Neyland Stadium, or probably will never get to sit like on the 50-yard line, 10 rows up. You know, you can go down here and take advantage of good seats. You might have missed it last year. You might not have went. And, you know, again, Hodden, a lot of times this comes down to, what about the kids? Let your kids go in there and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Get you some good seats. Check it out. It's not meant for you driving. It's not meant for you Hodden. It's meant for the kids. And thank God we're not doing autographs so the creepy autograph seekers don't come out here and bother these boys.
They're the ones that probably have COVID.
I feel like that should be added to your punishment. You guys got to go on Saturday. Together. Tethered.
No.
Yeah.
No, we've already got.
Well, you got two punishments.
I was about to say, we got the Sunday thing.
No, he can go. He can go. No, this makes up for mine. Both mine.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, the rules. No.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Draven, what were the rules? Please tell your teammate what the rules were. Please tell him.
It's only going to count as one.
Why is that?
Why is that happening?
Tell him. Tell him, Draven, because he is apparently a blockhead.
We made a deal about this.
Yes, we did. What were the options to make it count for two?
Like 7 feet.
5 feet.
Okay.
And you said no, give me 15 feet.
No, I didn't. I said seven. We negotiated to seven. Five is too close, but seven is okay. Seven's all right. I agreed to seven for two days. That's what the whole reason I agreed to seven. We never agreed to seven. Yes, we did, right out here after the show.
Seven? Where are you getting seven from?
Well, I said 10, and then you said six, and I said eight, and you said seven.
That's not what you think we had. What?
Yeah, right out here.
You thought we had. What are you talking about?
We were negotiating.
Why would John go down to six?
Why would I go to eight? Like, what do you mean? This wasn't a negotiation at all.
No, you said five, and I said 10. That's what I said. That's okay. And then you said six, and I said nine.
Okay.
Like, and we ended up at seven.
Why would John go with the shorter when he was? Okay. Huh.
I'll go get the rope recut. We'll do 5 feet. And you can get your
trip. No, I want to do seven.
No, seven.
Seven is half of 15.
That is true.
And?
Not exactly.
3.5 is half of 7. 6 is half of a dozen.
But I was saying half of 15 because it's double the punishment.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
But no.
You agreed to it.
No, I didn't.
You're going back on it now.
I didn't agree to it.
Yeah, you did.
Do you remember this time when you were there?
I don't remember.
Well,
all
I hope you guys have fun at the open practice together. 5 feet.
I'm not going.
Go to the track.
We're starting on Sunday.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Have you guys figured out who's sleeping over at whose place? Are you guys going to rotate since it's 48 hours? You're going to do one night and he's going to do the other?
That's a good question.
I got to get Draven to call it.
Break it when 5 feet away from your bed.
It's going to be tough.
Oh. That's
y'all fine. Can just share the same bed. It'd be all right.
No.
Hey, maybe you just like sleep at my feet.
Which one are you? Which one are you?
What?
You just sleep at my feet.
Yeah, you never did that with your friends in high school or college?
I sleep regularly. You sleep at my feet like a dog, yeah. And then we switch out.
Wait, like a dog? You want to sleep like at your feet or just like head to toe? I was thinking like you lay like with your head on the pillow.
Either one.
And he puts his pillow down like near your feet is what I was thinking. Well, but yeah. You want to sit across the bottom of the bed like a dog? Like they did Old Man and Always Sunny, just made him sleep down there like a little dog.
I'm just trying to think of ways for us to be comfortable, yet, you know, still have to be all tied together, of course. So I think that would work. The feet to, I don't want to smell his feet. Is that what you're talking about? The feet to head? I mean. Yeah.
So have you guys decided on who's staying at whose place, though? You guys going to rotate?
Probably just my house.
Which one of you guys, who should be in charge? Let's go ahead and let's get in.
I'm in charge.
What do you mean you're in charge? What makes you in charge?
I was going to ask, are you in charge of answering the phone checks? Because I'm going to call you throughout the middle of the night and make sure you guys are still tethered. If you don't answer it in the middle of the night, it...
I'm not going to answer at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm sleeping.
No, that's not how it works.
What do you mean?
I'm a pretty heavy sleeper.
I asked if, that's why I just asked who was in charge of the phone. I asked who's the lightest sleeper, who's going to be in charge of the checks, because we got to check in. I'm not dumb. I know you guys would leave at midnight and say, John's not going to call. We'll get together in the morning. I'm not stupid. I'm calling it throughout the night. So who's in charge of it? I want to get that on record now.
I'm not going to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So, Draven, you're in charge of it?
I guess I have to be.
You're not going to call at
4 a.m.
Oh, please believe I will.
Oh, you know I could be up at 4 a.m.
So what is this? So, what, two nights, right? So
48 hours.
Sunday night, Monday, okay.
So if you hook
up at... If we're doing 48 hours, we're doing 2 points for off my punishment.
With a six-foot rope.
Okay.
Six-foot rope. Well, so
we've already negotiated it up.
Aiden, six-foot.
Well, I got to think in legalities. I don't know if we're still supposed to be 6 feet away from each other. So I was like, I don't want to make it 5 feet in case you guys give each other a COVID. So.
Yeah.
6 feet, two punishments, 48 hours. That's fine. Two punishments for Hayden, one for Draven.
Yep.
Awful weekend.
Well, Draven has 4 total punishments right now, right?
I have three.
So I have 2, so they'll get rid of all mine, and then Draven will still have 1 left.
No, Draven's only getting 1 punishment off here, because this is really, you really only owe 1 punishment?
Yeah, that is true.
Like, you really, like, only by merit owe 1.
Yeah.
So I'm allowing this to be, like, your tax, your interest.
I agree with that.
So that, I think that's fair, and this just counts as 1 for Draven, so mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's fair, too. But I'm asking, I'll ping both of you, but ideally, I want it to fall on somebody's shoulders. I want somebody to know that it's going to be more serious if they don't answer the phone.
So, whoa. What happens if you do call and we're not tethered together?
Then you either start over the punishment or it's going to get way, way worse for you.
Okay.
Handcuffed together.
Just want to know the ramifications.
I can't like throw you guys in jail or like murder either one of you, but like
hope not.
Waterboarding, like we can get to that. Maybe we'll have to get you guys to sign a contract that if you break the tether agreement, like waterboarding.
Yeah.
I can swim.
While wearing the shock collar.
Jesus, Buzz City.
I'd kill you.
Well,
hey, Buzz City.
We'll get you some real Buzz City. So who's going to be in charge of the 2, 4, and 6 o'clock a.m. Check-ins?
Well, I can answer at 2, but I won't answer at 4 or 6.
Well, you guys better get on the same sleep schedule.
I'll stay up late.
It'd be kind of weird if you're asleep and Draven's awake and vice versa.
They're just going to play a bunch of 2K and Madden together.
You guys are going to become back best friends.
Or hate each other.
You guys are going to come back best
friends.
One
of the two.
I don't know. I've been watching all the old challenge episodes. I just watched Rivals 2, where they take rivals and put them together on a team, and they usually come out like as friends.
Really?
Like, hey, you know, working together really helped us. I came into this hating him, like Hayden hates you, and like we came out, you know what? We actually got an understanding. We're brothers now.
Well, Hayden, we have to, like, have tasks we have to do. We can't just sit there, because that's when we're going to eventually start to get after each other. So we have to, like, always be doing something. Just something. It doesn't matter.
I hate that
something.
Type of guy. I hate the always got to be doing something type
What are you talking about? If we're just sitting there next to each other, we're going to get sick of each other.
I like just being comfortable. I like just being comfortable with each other.
Yeah, it's real comfortable getting tied up next to a guy.
Comfortable silence is a true sign of friendship.
What would you want us to do? Just go out. It's going
to
look even worse.
Go to the football game. Yeah, go to the football game.
It's going to be worse just sitting there. They're like, who's this guy tied up to this other guy? What's going on here?
Good conversation starter.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I have made lots of friends.
Help promote the show.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's from our radio show. Talk sports 12 to 3 every day.
Maybe a couple ladies come up. You know, what's going on here?
You could line up a double date.
Hey.
There you go. Is your chance to double date?
What do you know?
Get
go
your
ahead
girl
and ask
to
her.
Find
yeah.
him a girl.
Go ahead and ask her real
hey,
quick.
A little double date on Sunday?
They don't have to tie up. You know, they don't have to be tethered together. It can just be regular, you know. Just want to make sure.
Yeah. There you go. All types of activities. So we decided that Draven's in charge of the phone checks.
I guess.
You have FaceTime, right?
Yes. I have FaceTime.
Okay. It works, right? I don't want to hear, oh, my FaceTime's broken.
If he does that, I'll Snapchat FaceTime.
Sean wants to know if there's a bathroom clause in this tethering. There is not, although I do suspect that they're going to try to untether when they go to the bathroom. But I hope they know that when they do untether, when they try to go to the bathroom, that they're breaking the rules. I hope you guys know that.
Come on.
Your
car.
That's why the rope
what
is 5 feet.
To, what am I
you shut
to
the
do
door.
Then?
That's why the
shut
rope
the
is
rope
supposed
in
to
the door.
That's why I originally made the rope 15 feet, that way you could comfortably shut the door and put the rope underneath it. That was the original idea, but then you guys said you wanted it to be shorter.
I never said any of that.
Well, you did not. That is correct. Hayden did.
Hayden just wanted to be closer to you.
So just know, I know you're going to untie. I know you're going to untie when you go to the bathroom, but just know you're breaking the rules.
What's your bathroom setup? Is the toilet pretty far away from the door? Is it kind of close? Is it a small bathroom, big bathroom?
There can be many bathrooms that are less than 5 feet from the door, to be honest. That's the problem with the 5 foot rope.
No, this is it's less than 5 feet from the door.
Okay.
It's pretty small.
Okay.
So you'll have to lay outside the door with your arm underneath the door.
You'd probably chill in my chair onto the door.
Now, again, you guys are going to break the rules. I know you will, because you guys are cheaters, as you've shown in trivia. I know you guys can't follow rules. But just know that whenever you take the rope off, you are bringing shame to your family. Like, and your manhood is really going out the window, and you have low character. Just know that.
You really think that's going to affect my mindset at all?
It's not going to affect Hayden's at all. I think it will eat at you a little bit, Draven. You're an honorable man. You're an honorable man. I can tell that at least bothers you when you guys cheat at trivia. And
they're
going to
get right home with Hayden's about, all right, I'm taking this off.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Yeah. Do we have we figured out we're going like foot to foot?
No.
Hand to hand?
Yeah. That's what I go for.
Hand to hand?
I'd go foot to foot.
What?
What I would do.
Foot to foot?
I'd do leg to leg. I wouldn't want something in my hand all day.
Tripping and stuff.
That's fair, but it'd be like if we were sitting around. Maybe belt loop to belt loop.
We can move it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll check. And again, whenever you guys do cheat, just know you're cheating and you are bringing shame to your family.
Mm-mm-mm.
And disappointing all of our listeners and all of our fans. And me, most importantly. You're disappointing me.
No, that's not a factor.
Hour one of the books. We'll kick off hour two with headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.